In the name of the one holy God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't this wonderful? Half of our congregation just left to go downstairs. It's great. I love it. When Joseph was planning to divorce Mary quietly, an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," said the angel, "do not hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for that which is being has been begotten in her has come from the Holy Spirit, and she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." Matthew 20:20-21. You know, to our way of thinking, the relationships in this passage are a little bit on the bewildering side. First, Joseph is said to be betrothed to Mary, and then he's said to be planning quietly to divorce her. And then she is called his wife. These relationships represent the normal Jewish marriage procedures in which there are three steps. First, the engagement, often made when the couple are only children, were usually made by an agreement between the parents or arranged through a matchmaker. Professional matchmaker, by the way. A little bit like Fiddler on the Roof. Matchmaker. Okay. Secondly, the betrothal, which we could call a ratification of the engagement that had taken place years before. And that engagement could only be broken at this point if the girl was unwilling to go on with it. But once the betrothal was entered into, it was absolutely binding. It lasted for 1 year. And during that year, the couple was known as man and wife, even though they did not live together. It could not be terminated in any way other than by divorce. And finally, the third stage was the marriage proper, which took place at the end of the year of betrothal. Well, it was at this betrothal stage it was told to Joseph that Mary was to bear a child. And it surely wasn't his. The child had been begotten by the Holy Spirit, and he must be called by the name of Jesus, which is the Greek form of the Jewish name Joshua, which means God is salvation. Thus, Jesus was not so much the man born to be a king, as the man born to be Savior. He came to this world not for his own sake, but for all of humanity and for all salvation. God, in order to save humanity, became a child of a virgin, and that with the help of without the help of a male. He simply became flesh. It should be that way because if Jesus, who is reported to be the son of Mary, is also the boy of Joseph, Mary's legal husband, then Jesus would be just an ordinary human being like you and like me. But Jesus is no ordinary human being. Mary may have been his human mother, but his true father is God. This is what we believe. As Christians, this is what we confess in both the Apostles and the Nicene Creed. Christ is a divine person with two natures, human and divine. Matthew gives us in Joseph the outstanding example of how we should welcome God with us. Joseph at first was not sure if this was right for him. It seemed unbelievable that he, an upright man, should go through with this marriage to a virgin who was with child. But the angel of the Lord appeared to him to reveal a message of Almighty God. The son of Mary is to be Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Here is the Messiah of Israel. Joseph is told not to be afraid to welcome God with us. Joseph's faith often goes unnoticed during this Advent season, and that's why I picked on it for today's sermon. Yet Joseph's faith is the one of the greatest witnesses to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Since Joseph is described as an upright man, he knew the ancient scriptures, and he lived by them. With that deep faith, Joseph knew what St. Paul wrote to the Romans, that this is the Christ who was descended from David according to the flesh, but was made Son of Man in power according to the Spirit of holiness. It's Joseph's example of faith in the Advent mystery that needs reflection these days. Joseph, son of David, the angel declares, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Joseph was not afraid to live his faith. Joseph received Mary into his home as his wife. Joseph obeyed the decree of Caesar Augustus and took the mother and child to Bethlehem for the census. But this overlooks his disappointment, his deep disappointment, in the fact and the concern that when the divine child had to be born in a manger, in a stable. Joseph's patience is often overlooked when the angel of the Lord again roused him from sleep in the middle of the night to take the child and his mother Mary to flee to Egypt because of King Herod. Joseph's compassion, his tender love, and his self-sacrifice stand as powerful angels of silence over the virgin and the child. Thus, I came up with my sermon title. Joseph becomes the foster father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's through Joseph's continued faith that the divine child came to be at home on earth when at Nazareth he became known as the carpenter's son. So well did Joseph love and care for him. So well did the incarnation of the Word of God take of Joseph's life that the son became known as the carpenter of Nazareth. It is true, Scripture records no word spoken by Joseph, not one word. Several times the Lord's angels tell him, do not be afraid to follow the Lord. And each time it is reported, Joseph's silent faith burns like a candle before God's altar. As a candle consumes itself, grows brighter, and gives witness to the strong hope each of us should have in Christ. And when the candle burns itself out, it fulfills its existence. Would that our hopes, like Joseph's, were so consumed at Christ's advent. Let the words of the angel of the Lord sound again in our ears. Joseph, son of David, have no fear about taking Mary as your wife. Let us emulate Joseph's example. Let us not be afraid to take into our homes Mary and her child. In this great mystery, our faith will have trials, but the faith with which we take the child and his mother with us and pass through this earthly exile will bring us to the heaven of eternal rest. With Joseph, let us take this homeless child and his mother into our hearts and our homes, so that on the day we become homeless from this earth, we will find a place in heaven. God will truly be with us in Christ as each of us lives lives and proclaiming that God is with us. We pray today that Saint Joseph will guard and protect us in this faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen.